Blog Talk Radio.
What is today? Today is Wednesday, right? Today is Wednesday, and this is what I call on the ball Wednesday. This is on the ball Wednesday, and because this is on the ball Wednesday, okay, I got a great show for you tonight. Not tonight, but today. Today, got a great show for you today, and believe me, guys, I'm starting to put together so much stuff to add to the show. I had a friend of mine who gave me some ideas. I'm going to put that into play and make this thing happen. We're getting ready to go big. We're getting ready to go big scale. We're getting ready to scale off into something that, I mean, I think it could be just gigantic. Y'all know what I'm saying? Let's have something together that's gigantic. And we all can ride on it. Right? We all can ride on me. That kind of ride on it. I mean, we all can ride on it. You know what I'm saying? We can ride together on this bus. We can ride together on this bus. We can make money together. I'm telling y'all. Let's make it happen. We can make money together, guys. It's just floating out there. I mean, the money just floating out there, waiting on you to grab it. And I want to grab it. And we all have ideas about getting money. If we put ourselves together at a table and just start batting around ideas, let's do this, let's do that. Hey, that sounds good. Hey, let's make it like that. Hey, that sounds, yeah, let's do it like that. Hey, how much are we going to invest? And invest. Come on, y'all. Let's do it. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? So again, guys, please, guys, please grab a hold of this. And, you know, you can write this down. But for I'm 98% I'm 98% sure that this is going to be my real estate website. Okay, it's going to be Frank Williams. Okay, Frank Williams dot. Don't forget the dot. KW Realty, realty.com. Okay. frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Okay. So I think I'm all set too. I got an email. I need to go in there and check everything out, make sure that's right. You know, and let's get into it. And that's my website. And so, hey, I'm setting everything up, guys. And I'm going to start sharing with you guys everything that's going on. But you have to go to frankwilliams.kwrealty, realty.com. Okay. And there, okay, you can. You can do whatever. You can look at houses. You can, all that, right? And you can look at houses on my app. I need to send you guys an app, my app, and let you set it up and have me as your realtor to whenever you have a need for real estate, whether it's buying, selling, renting, you know, leasing, whatever you're doing, I can help you with it. Okay, I don't care if it's commercial. You know, although I'm not a commercial salesperson. I do have people who can take care of you with commercial real estate. Okay, And we still make some cash, okay? But that's what it's all about. It's all about referrals. Referrals, 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 referrals. Give me some people. Tell me somebody who, you know, or says something to you about selling their house, buying a house, getting another apartment, leasing an apartment, whatever they're doing. I can help them with it, right? All right, guys, let's get on with the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live on the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about something, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. And I'll put you up on the air. You can ask me a question, make your comment, give your opinion, whatever you want to do. Okay? This is your show, right? I'm just navigating it, right? This your yacht, right? I'm just on here steering it, right? Hey, we going, where are we going? Okay, we going to the top. Let's ride. You know, I'm just steering. Okay, you own this spot. Today's episode is entitled The Transformation of Old School to New School. You know, how different is this? Right? How different is this? It's as different as night and day. Night and day, old school and new school. You know, it's funny that, you know, we were just talking about this. You know, this, a lot of times, this is where I get my material from is work and being able to talk to people who are of my generation. Okay. All right. And we think differently, for sure. And we kind of know what it takes now to be able to live your life, okay? Go through the ups and downs of life, right? And then what it takes to live for the rest of your life or in retirement. And that's what I'm saying, the difference between old school and new school. It's just like my parents, they went through, you know, life, having kids, all this stuff, and then, you know, working, and then my mom retired after 32 years of working. She retired, and then, you know, I'm sorry, guys, but she was a hard worker. And at the same time, she did get a chance to retire. And she was living off of a pension and Social Security. So she, you know, she was able to pay her bills, buy food, take care of a house and take care of a car. She was able to do all that stuff. She was pretty much able to maintain her lifestyle of what she had before she retired, you know, while she was working. So that's, you know, that's the, like, standard or below standard today. Today you want to retire and have money and be able to travel, maybe be able to do the things you want to do. Okay. Be able to do the things you want to do. And, but, you know, if you don't, you know, try to take care of that stuff now, and I'm talking to these young kids, if you're not trying to take care of that stuff now, because you have time to save and save and save and be able to have a nest egg towards the end of your career. Okay, you have time. You're at the perfect spot, so start. Okay, But people of my generation, you know, we're headed into that. You know, we dived up the diving board. We went through life, had kids or whatever, got married, you know, whatever. And now we're getting ready to hit the water. You know, we dived off the diving board. We getting ready to hit the water. So that means we getting ready to head towards retirement. Or we headed towards retirement in the next 15 years. Right? So now I understand. And it's between, like I said, that's the difference between old school and new school. Old school, now we understand what it takes to retire. Okay? And then y'all new school kids, hey, again, y'all have time to just save in a some kind of savings plan, and until you get old, and you should have a few million dollars to live from, right? And I don't know how much $1 million is gonna be worth then, but you know what I'm saying. So, you know, the thinking that the we old schoolers have against the new schoolers is that. Hey guys, I have a caller from the 314 area code, the first three digits of 381. Hey caller, you're live on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey Frank, what's going on? It's Bianchi.
Bianchi, what's going on, buddy?
Still out here, an avid Donald Trump supporter. But you know, you got a good conversation, a good point.
Yeah.
And you use your mother.
Yeah.
See, there's three things there on retirement. Some people don't get to retire at all.
Right. Right.
Never. Some people retire very, very late in life. Then some people can retire early. And it all depends on the things you lay out, or should I say the things that you accomplish early on in your life. And that has to be put in place for the ones that receive the greatest benefit from it at an early age by smart and wise parents.
Yeah.
Because, Frank, the way it happens now, many children are given instructions that you got to go out here and do the things you need to know or do the things you need to do. Well, at the point in their life that they begin to understand that, it's late in their teens and maybe
late. Yeah.
In their early adulthood.
Right.
So that means the later you start on this end, it means the longer you're going to have to put forth on the other end. And sometimes there ain't no end on
right.
The other end.
That's right. And like I was saying, Bianchi, that's, you know, that's the difference in thinking with the older generation and the newer generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
let me tell you something.
We were raised by people who worked hard for one. They worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they did retire, like I said, nowadays, you know, you have to save your own retirement money. You know, back then, the company saved your retirement money, and they gave you a pension at the end when you retired.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, you got to save your own money through a 401k or something at your job. And that's, you know, that's tied to the stock market. So they still hanging on to your money.
You're absolutely right. And I'm going to talk about that. But, you know, another thing about old school is that they had, before them, perfected a system that had been tried, proved, and tested as it applies to tradition, marriage, raising children, education, and the purpose of education, or should I say the goals that you want to achieve. And that was a given. I mean, it was a natural. It's just like going and taking a tool off of the shelf in order to take out a particular bolt. But now, Frank, people have messed with that. And in doing so, they have created problems that is causing you to expend a lot of time, energy, and resources to work out or to solve. And many times, there ain't no solution. You go back to where it was. I'm a strict believer, if you got something that's working, fine, leave the hell alone.
Yeah, right. As long as my air condition working and I'm servicing it every year, and they telling me that everything's good, as long as it's working, I'm not gonna mess with it.
So you got it's infiltrating society today, these ideologies that want to change. Other than see, it's okay to have it, and people can well. That's what you want to do. I respect. I know we've heard that. You heard that before. If that's what you want to do, yeah, we respect it,
right?
But now you want to try to turn it on us and go from respect to accept.
Yeah,
and you wrap your arms around. Well, we don't want to do that. Now they want to tell us how we raise our children and educate our kids, and who's going to do it. Because if somebody has an interest that's opposite of my interest and goes against my interest, then why would I want them educating my children? Because at some point in time, those points is going to have to come into play that's going to change the line of thinking of something that we have been doing that has worked fine for time immemorial.
That's right, because at some point in his teaching time to your kid, he gonna try to instill his beliefs into your kid.
You're absolutely right. You know what it is? It's survival. Okay, because there's been an issue someplace that is a drag queen that wanted to teach or read stories to kids, I think in the library of a school. Well, some parents say, no, you ain't going to do that with my kid. So now this individual is going to use tools like, well, you're racist. Okay. You're discriminating. You're prejudiced. Well, it's all right for me to be prejudiced in what I expose my child to, because that is my child. They're not grown, and I'm responsible for what I think is best for them to pursue a certain point in life. And you look, if you take the time out and take a deep breath, sit off on the side, you can see where that's happening.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, people don't want the change. And I don't blame them for that one, because it works fine. I haven't seen you with a red hat. You got on a black hat.
Right.
It's the same thing with black society. In order for them to reach that point of retiring earlier, they have to come with a stronger resume on this end.
Yeah.
And the resume has to be in the areas of high demand. And with that high demand comes higher rewards in the form of compensation.
Yeah.
So, starting my child off young, I'm going to be preparing my child. And it don't work all the time, but it could work more than what it is. I'm going to be preparing my child for something that's needed. And it's paying high. Medicine.
Yeah.
Sciences.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be teaching my child how to be a philosopher or a history major.
Right.
Because
right.
they don't pay.
They don't pay. And you know, you think about having these guys in these colleges and stuff, supposedly teaching your kids how to build successful businesses and this and that. You know, I always think, you know, my mom used to say, why aren't they
yeah.
out there building
right.
a successful business and making money? Because they don't have the guts to do it.
And you know, that's something else, because that is a whole different lifestyle when you run your own. See, your thinking changed too.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember when Rush Limbaugh first came on about 30 some odd years ago. I didn't like him. You know why?
Yeah.
Because at my position, based on what I have been familiar with, the environment I grew up with, what I heard,
yeah.
what he was saying was wrong.
Right.
Okay. I went into a high-paying profession.
Yeah.
Okay. My thinking began to change a little bit.
Yeah.
Then, Frank, in that profession, I created my own business doing what I was doing for other people.
Already. Right. Right.
Now, when I listen to Rush Limbaugh, I like what he's saying. Because he's speaking from a highly conservative position, anti-high taxes,
yeah.
anti-open borders,
yeah.
anti-open trade, because those things go against my interests and would affect my position that I've created not only for myself, but also laid the framework for my children to be able to do better than me.
Right.
Isn't it funny how that works?
Yep. But you know, like you said, you know, that's, but that was as, before that, that was as far as you could think, because that's all you've come up with time. And then once you started to surround yourself with successful people,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna start to be successful, and you're gonna start thinking successfully. So that, and you know, we talked about that the other day on the show, that how, you know, if you surround yourself by drug addicts, what's going to happen? You're going to become an addict.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
right.
If, you know, if you surround yourself by successful people, guess what's going to happen? You're going to become successful because you start thinking differently. You just said it, Bianchi. You start
That's
thinking
right.
differently. You start
your
thinking
interests
differently.
Change.
Your interests
And you
change.
Know another thing? You want your leaders to come from the successful arena where you are trying to go, just like your mother said. Hey, if this man is teaching something he ain't never done, this, hey,
he ain't never done.
How can I teach? How can I teach you about being a millionaire? And I ain't never been one myself. I'm still a hundredaire.
Right. Right. That's right. A students usually not all of them now, but A students usually, you know, come out of school and work for C students.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because, you know, they're afraid to take the chance. They're afraid to do this. Not all of them now, but most of them are afraid to try it. It's not going to work. But they'll come out of school as A students big time and come out and work for somebody who is a C student who never finished college.
And you know something else too. Now there are some exceptions, but it's not
sure.
the rule.
Sure.
But you have to come out and work for somebody that's running a successful business, because there's things that you're gonna learn in that experience that you're not going to learn in school, reading in the book.
Right. Right.
Then, once you learn that and learn how the networks are established, learn the operations that produce the information and data that the office workers are handling. Then, once you learn that, you can go out and become a competitor of that company, entity that you work for to learn what you learn.
Right.
That's how it works.
It's exactly right. That's right. It's exactly right. You know, I work for Kia. I work in the paint department. We inspect the paint on these cars. You know, if I go from Kia to Volvo or Mercedes or somewhere like that, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna pull my skills and my knowledge from Kia and take it over there.
And then once you leave there, you may be what you say retired, but somebody that's in the paint business is gonna say, you know, Frank, I can't get nobody to turn out a job the way it should be. But you've done this for years and years. I'll pay you. Come over and would you help me out?
That's right. I say, yes, sir, I'll come over and help you out.
And you're going to get paid well.
Yeah, you're going to get paid well. But that's what it's all about. And that's what we were talking about is that, you know, things like, you know, when I went to church, when I was a young kid, maybe 9, 10 years old, I never ever gone to church with my mom and didn't have on a suit and tie.
You're absolutely right.
And now you go in these churches and these kids, even adults, coming in the church. You know, with blue jeans, sometimes flip flop, slide, whatever they want to wear to church.
I tell you something else, and I told my grandson this. You know, he was interning for ExxonMobil.
Yeah.
So what I done? I bought him some khaki pants and polo or plaid shirts.
Yeah.
See, Papa, we don't wear this stuff. I say, but when you go into that business, look at the people that's running the business. Look at what they wear. And the reason why you want to mimic them, because when they look at you, they are seeing themselves.
Themselves. Right.
They don't want, if you come walking up in there with your club clothes on,
right?
That's not what they're doing. And they didn't do that, probably, more than likely or not, to get to the position where they are to have this operation as efficient and profitable as it is. They want to turn it over to someone that's thinking on the same lines that they are, so that it don't fail, because guess what? When they leave there, they depend on it to be successful because they retired and drawing a pension.
That's right.
So the first impression that they see is not something that they recognize. Now, they may give a little bit on the hairstyle and so on and so on and so on. But they're not going to go completely you coming up there dressed like a Lil Wayne.
Right. It ain't going to work.
With gold teeth in your mouth and tattoos.
That's
and
right.
And with a language that they can't even understand, they're not going to do it.
Right.
I'm going to give you an example. I don't want to take over the show, but I think this is very valuable. There was a Nigerian young lady who was working for one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
She was getting off at midnight, having to go out there and stand and catch the bus. So the owner asked me, would you take her home? I said, yeah, I'd take her home. So I then she had to get up early in the morning and go to her classes because she was studying to be into the nursing field.
Yeah.
So I agreed to take her to school. Then she would catch the bus to go to work, and we'd do the process all over again.
Yeah.
Well, time come when she was getting out of school, she was trying to get a job. And she's poor as heck. And so she had an interview with a medical operation here called Barnes Jewish.
Uh-huh.
So I said, you know what? Come on, let's go over here. I took a J.C. Penney's. I bought her a white blouse, a skirt, some 2-inch pumps, stockings, and she got her hair fixed. Well, hair already was fixed, where she looked like Cicely Tyson.
Yeah.
She went to that interview amongst other women, these black women now, who was dressed like they just came from the club.
Right.
She got hired. She got hired on the spot.
Wow.
That's a real life story, Frank. Then I helped her get an apartment. Then I taught her how to drive, took her out to the park and taught her how to drive, all those things. And then, you know, she went on. She married another person of her ethnic group.
Right.
And she's got about 3 or 4 babies now out there in California. But the thing is that there's certain things that you got to cut loose of because they bad habits.
Right.
And not going to get you as far as you could if you didn't have them. And people don't think that. And see, then what happens, people want to change it and say, well, that's a privilege. It shouldn't be. Whatever. No, you're trying to come in and disrupt tradition. And people are going to fight you against it because they have a vested interest the way things are. And what you're talking about is disrupting that's going to change and make things worse for them.
Worse for them.
So, yeah.
You're right, buddy. You're right. Hey, Pianki, I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you calling all the time, man. Keep on listening to my show. Call me anytime. You know I'm right here. I appreciate you calling in.
All right, man. It's good to be able to call in. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. And again, guys, that's exactly what I was saying, you know, is that people, you know, the difference between old school and new school, like I was just saying to the caller about church. Church was church. When I went to church with my mom, she made sure I had on my suit and tie. I didn't go to church. I can't remember ever going to church with my mom without a suit and tie on. That was the problem. That's why I didn't want to go to church. CPA on duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. And again, Frank Williams Realty. You guys go to my Instagram page. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty. Go to my Instagram page. Go to my Facebook page of Frank Williams Realty. And again, the website, frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. And again, anybody want to buy, rent, lease, sell, whatever you want to do, call me. Let's get together. Let's put all the particulars together and get the ball rolling. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Hey, that's all I have for you today. But tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, 10 o'clock, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves and be safe, okay? Be safe, baby. Take care. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another
Pick
and another
Pick
and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Sirens sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and arrow or your soul gets cast. Good night. Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
A ruler.